Now I can't think of it anymore because I just think of it as like a zip lining call.
That's what it is.
Now that I know what it is, I don't like it as much.
I don't like it. When I first found out, because I went to the same place that he went to in Costa Rica, I first found out, I was like, oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah, now I know thought it was just him being excited to be in here and get a chance to do a little crosstalk. Now I just know it's his ziplining war cry. doesn't work for me.
It takes a lot of the luster off of it. I agree with you.
How you feeling, DeMarco?
I'm good. I'm just listening to you guys. Like, be mad about the woo-woo.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. Like, you know, your dad would say, I'm not so much mad at you as I am disappointed.
No. That was always. What did you think it was?
Oh, good afternoon.
I didn't know.
Good afternoon, Jorge.
Yeah, I like that better. What did you guys do this weekend?
I spent a lot of time at home, but I also went to out with Riley, and she went on a date.
Oh, boy. Did you chaperone?
I chaperoned, kind of. She went to, she said it wasn't a date.
She's 12?
She's 12.
Okay.
This little boy is 4'5". And she's 5'2". Like, the girls, they sprout up higher and faster. And he's this little 4'5".
Nice kid.
Seemed nice enough. But I said, before we got to the Sky Zone place, you know, the bouncing up and down place, the trampoline place, need to be careful with that, by the way.
Sky Zone was fine, Greg.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
you could have just let. We all Sky have children.
Zone.
We're good.
Sky
We're good.
Zone. Yeah, Sky Zone. Before we got there, I was like, hey, just let me know. Is this a date? And she said, no, just a friend. But she had this gigantic smile on her face. I was like, all right.
That means it's a date, right?
Yeah, so what should I have done? I left her alone. I actually left the area and let her do the whole Sky Zone thing and walked around the whole complex.
That's fine.
You trust your daughter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't trust him, but you trust your daughter.
Correct.
And Sky Zone is safe, reasonably safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bunch of trampolines in there.
How much trouble can you get in at the Sky Zone?
I mean,
yeah.
Right? Like, if they were disappearing for the day.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think, where would you not let
them
go for the day?
There's also 1,000 kids in there from the age of 2 to, like, 17.
Yeah. That's always a weird deal when you get those kids that are, like, the acrobats. They're flipping around, and you got the little tykes, like, running underneath. I'm like, this is going to end badly.
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer.
Sky Zone, I was recently there. My parents do a timeshare thing in Balboa every year to get out of the cold of St. Louis during the winter. And Brian and I and our various children were down there visiting, and the grandparents took all the kids to Sky Zone.
Right.
And every time I've ever been there, I always think, why didn't I come up with this?
Wow.
It's such a great idea. Simple idea. Like, other than liability type stuff, it's low overhead. Like, they don't offer anything, I think, that's really that expensive to implement.
They give you socks.
You turn and burn.
They give you socks.
Like, the birthday parties turn and burn.
They give you socks?
They give you socks.
You have to jump in specific socks.
They're new, right?
Yes.
Brand new.
In a package.
I'm just like, all right, Billy, take your socks off and give them to Jamie.
They're not like bowling shoes.
Not recycled. No.
They're not spraying the socks.
They're padded underneath. Yep. Like, they're great for jumping.
They got grip. Yeah, they're good stuff.
They are legitimately good.
Have you trampolined?
Oh, yeah. I don't do it anymore.
Okay.
Have you seen the one with the ball pit, the jousting ball pit, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's fun.
And you can fall in. Okay, I fell in there and couldn't get out. it was really terrifying.
How deep is the balls?
It's about 8-9 feet down, and it's this like these
styrofoam
sponges. Yeah.
Sponge.
And the girl told me, look, I wouldn't do this if I were you, because if you get stuck, I can't help you. So, of course, we do it, and I get stuck. 45 minutes later, I'm still in trying to get out. And the more I fight,
It's like quicksand.
Yes, it's embarrassing. Yeah, it was terrible. I will never do it again.
Like that thing you use to put an engine in a car, like one of those winches, they drop it in and they hoist you out.
What's that video? Like, this is when you know the guy messed up. Me, that's it. I'm like, oh, I'm never getting out of here. Heart rate's going up. I'm sweating.
Okay, was there ever a moment of panic?
Yes.
Like, hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to do
this. Does he not sound panicky? Yeah. Just telling the story?
This was it.
On his face.
How did you finally get out?
You had to work and work and work and work and get to the edge to pull up. It took me 45 minutes. It was terrifying. It really was. It was terrible.
It was just your head above the ball line, or what are we talking about?
First you start like waist deep, and then you go, and it's chest deep, and now I'm just trying to hang on, and there's no bottom.
Yeah, because you can't like wade. It's right. Not water, no, so your feet can't just kind of move you there.
Right. It was horrible. It was horrible. So now I just watch from the little deck. Yeah, that's all I do. Yeah.
Good job. Thank you. Keep it up. Right. Looking good out
Slow
there.
Slow down. That's it. Yeah.
We were talking earlier about our airport habits. Like, are you arrive way early, or are you like they're closing the door as you're stepping on the airplane?
I don't get people that get there right at the end. Let me get there 2 hours early. It's fine. I'll go get a drink. I'll hang out. But I'm there and I can get onto the plane. People running onto the airplane drive me insane because I don't understand why you even want your body to go through that.
What about you?
I try to time it up. I mean, like an hour.
You're through security with an hour to spare.
Yeah.
Early arriver.
15 minutes at the gate, door opens, let's go. I don't want to be there 2 hours ahead of time. That's too much time.
I mean, yeah. Hour, 2 hours doesn't really matter. As long as I'm in before
you need to
I have
be
time.
Through the security with at least an hour to spare. The problem is I don't know how long security is going to take. The security, sometimes, if you're lucky, it's 15-20 minutes and you're through it and it's like, oh, I got an hour and 45 minutes to kill. Sometimes you stand in that line for an hour and there's nowhere to go. And the like you were talking
even
about,
with pre-check?
I don't have pre-check. Maybe that's part of the
You have that?
Yeah.
I haven't got it yet. I haven't tried it yet. You have that?
Yeah,
clear. So you don't have to go through the line, or you have the shorter line?
Right, the shorter line.
Yeah.
What do I have to do? Tell
go
me
go online. Yeah. It's not easy. That's it. It's not difficult.
Yeah, yeah. We should do that. But I mean, what do you do in an airport for an hour and a half?
Get a drink.
Have a drink.
Read your book.
Go for a walk. Have a drink.
Go for a walk.
Have a drink.
Okay. That's a good idea.
This isn't so much Travis advocating for being early as advocating for alcohol.
Well, sure. I mean, two things can be true at the same time.
Like what Travis is basically saying is, if I'm going to drive myself to the airport, I can't drink before getting to the airport. But if I get there early, more time for drinking.
I'm starting to see this.
Okay. What drives me crazy is the one where, the flight is, pick a number, at 6. It takes 45 minutes to drive to the airport. That's 5:15. It takes me 20 minutes to get through security. That's 4:45. We'll leave at 4:45. Yeah, but what if one thing goes wrong? That's the part that I can't reconcile.
You're running for the gate. The people he
but
hates.
I don't want to be running for the gate. I don't want to sweat it. It makes me very,
I just
very
don't understand
nervous.
Why you even want to put yourself through that whole thing. Like your brain is thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to be late. I'm not going to make the plane. And then sometimes, guess what? You don't make the plane. Yeah.
Have you missed one?
No. Neither. I'm always there.
Have you missed one?
I don't think I ever missed a plane.
Yeah, I missed one. It wasn't my fault.
Like the door closed, gone?
It was gone. I was literally in, it was when I was working for Rome and we were doing a tour stop. We were flying to Denver and we had to check bags and we're literally in the queue to check bags and the entire United Airlines staff disappeared. The line turned, it was 40 people long. There were, I don't know if it was like a walkout or whatever it was, but all of a sudden then one person came back. What's the quickest they go through? Somebody, one every 6 or 7 minutes? Yeah. You're not getting through 40 people.
No, you're done. No.
Missed it. Oh, sorry. We'll put you on the next one.
I don't think I've ever missed it at the gate, but I've been at LAX baggage claim, and the person down there said, you're not going to make it. So, like, I'm not even going to let you through. Like, you don't have enough time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't even waste your time going up. Well, you're going to have to rebook. So I never, like, saw the door close. I just never even got
just
in the building.
Do you turn around and go home, or you just wait for the next flight?
She just points to ticketing. You're going to have to change your ticket.
So you have to buy a whole other ticket?
You're not going to make it,
They usually roll you onto another flight if they can. They're not too sticky about that, because my children miss flights all the time, so I've discovered that they're reasonably accommodating.
They leave their shoes at security or something.
This is why we started. Yesterday, Bobby had a flight this weekend where he didn't miss it. He made it, but he had a red eye. So he was leaving LAX at midnight. And he's going to Philadelphia. And he's at my house down in South Orange County at like 7 o'clock that night. I'm like, you should probably get going. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you should be leaving by now. Flight's not for 5 hours. I'm like, right, but it's an hour and 20 minutes to LAX from my house. You could get a flat tire. You don't know what's like. I'm thinking of all those things. He's like, no, I'll be leaving at like 9:45 is what I'm going for. I can't do it.
Well, here's the thing, though. Not
too much pressure.
If you get a flat tire, you're probably missing your flight.
Not if you left at 7 for a 12 o'clock flight, you're
and
not.
And also if you know how to change a tire.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you but not?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Right, but I feel...
Can you change a tire?
Yes.
Okay, because some of your Orange County brethren...
Yeah.
are disappointing. They don't know how to change tires.
Look, anybody can do it, right? It's literally put the jack on the little metal thing underneath the wheel well, lift it up, take the nuts off, and you're done.
Thank you. Daughter's boyfriend can't change tire. They're driving to Oregon. So I said, what happens if you get a flat tire? I'll call AAA.
Hour later.
What happens if your phone's not working? Well, we'll just wait and flag somebody down. Hold on, kid. Come on.
We're going to do a little tutorial.
We're gonna do it right here.
I mean, to answer your question, can I change a tire? Yes, because I've done it before. But if I had, I've done it very infrequently because I'm a big believer and I pay AAA for a reason.
Right.
I'm going to have them do it. They will probably do it faster than me, even with the weight, because they have better tools for all this and more familiarity, which gets back to my thing with the airport. I feel like most of us are probably not quick enough to do it, where unless you left like 5 or 6 hours early, if you left normal people time
NASCAR,
early.
But I can do it quick.
I can do it pretty quick.
I mean,
half an hour tops.
Tops. And that's
20
on the
minutes,
high end.
In and out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, I don't believe any of you.
I've done it. Why do you not believe
me? He's bigger.
That doesn't change anything.
You're not welding the nuts onto the tire. They give you a wrench.
The first one, you just
he's bigger and stronger. He can work the equipment faster.
You can lift the, you can do it quick with a jack, right? It's no big deal.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't take that long.
This is, especially the one now where you spin it.
Yeah.
This is the next event, the next 7-10
event.
Tire
changing.
Yeah, tire changing contest.
Wow.
Let's do it. I will absolutely do it. We can do it in 25 minutes or under, guaranteed.
They're hiring the NASCAR is hiring ex-NFL guys for the pit crew.
Because they're big and they can lift the tires?
Thank you. That's what I just said.
They hop over. They have to get things. They said races are lost in the pits, so they're hiring the best athletes they can get for the pit crews.
I understand that he could do it faster than me, but DeMarco's best would be 15. My best would be 18.
Yeah, right there.
It's very close.
I think especially with the psychology of knowing you have a flight on the line, all of you are going to be stumbling through this.
You're going to be panicking.
The last time
Maybe not you. You've played for a Super Bowl.
At least 15 times.
Like, you've had easily. 15 flat tires?
I had a problem
you
with
need
my
to
car.
Buy better tires.
No, this it was a while ago. I had a problem with tires for a long time. It was very frustrating.
How in the world did you get 15?
What was her name?
Like over 40 years.
What was her name?
It's taken a lot. And also, I've helped other people do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I haven't done it. This is how long ago it was. It was in an Angel playoff game, so it's been a minute. I'm at the game. It's me and Bobby, my oldest son, who was maybe 9 or 10 at the time, so he's 23 now. So anyway, come out to the parking lot at Angel Stadium, get to the car. I see that I have a flat. I'm like, ugh. And it's I'm not calling AAA because the time they get into a stadium full of people, I'm like, I'll just do it myself. So I get the jack out of the trunk. I get the spare out of the trunk. I'm lying on the ground. It's dark. I'm, you know, trying to figure out where to put this thing. And they lost to the Red Sox that night. I think it was an ALCS game. And these drunk Boston fans are going by like, hey, you know why you got a flat tire, don't you? And I'm like, I know what they're going to say. I know what they're going to I'm like, yeah. Because the Angels suck. Oh. Go Sox.
Because the Angels suck.
And Bobby's like, why did that guy say that to you? I'm like, because he's from Boston. That's why. It's what they do. So
they do.
I'm under the car, and I'm thinking, I know how this ends. It ends with go Sox. Because the Angels suck. Go Sox. Great.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to fandom. Absolutely. So do you guys do the thing? How did we get on anywhere? We were doing Ask Andy today, and Mailman Matt, who is a regular.
Yep. Chose my pickleball name.
He said to Andy, he goes, are you one of those guys that sees the mailman when it's raining and says, stay dry, or are you not a terrible human being? I can't not offer those little phrases. Like, I see my neighbor washing his car. I'm like, hey, you going to do mine next? I can't.
That's why you don't talk to your neighbors.
And that's the thing. I don't talk to my neighbors, right? And I'll see the neighbor taking out the trash cans. Don't forget to do mine. I can't not do it.
Why?
Do you do it?
Why?
I don't know. I don't want to, but I do.
I want to know. Do you do?
I kind of do. It's pathetic.
Do you do finger guns?
Yeah, like side finger guns.
On Friday night, we go to the restaurant, and I ate every morsel of food on my plate. It looked like I had licked the plate clean. And the guy goes, I guess I can take this away. What do you think I said?
I hated it.
You did right? that. And I did the thing with my hands. Oh, I hated it.
You're like full dad mode.
And everybody's looking at me like, why are you doing this? Just let the man take the plate away.
Why do you do
I don't
it?
Know.
Why? You don't know?
Just do you not do
response?
That?
Maybe I have to start noticing. I might.
You could be on autopilot.
Yeah.
I do the stay dry. I don't know why. I can't stop myself
from
saying
that.
That
was a fair comment, it. Though. Stay dry.
Hey, stay dry.
You mean that in earnest, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, be safe, stay dry.
But the problem is it's impossible. You're asking them to do something they can't do.
I'm just trying to say I'm with you on this.
No, but just say, like, you know, stay safe. Like, you know, stay safe in the rain or, you know, hope you get through this rain. Like, just say what you mean.
You working hard, you hardly working.
You don't have control over that either. If someone else is like,
but that's what you're ultimately saying. That's what you're ultimately saying. Like, stay dry, which is impossible in the rain, is basically your way of saying, "Hey, this rain sucks. I hope you deal with it as best as you can." Just say that.
Such less words to say. Stay dry.
Stay dry.
Did you get your hair cut? Got them all cut.
Like I you got a million.
I don't even know they're in there. They just come out. I'm like, God, I'm pathetic. This is an absolute disaster.
But so, do you actually notice that you're doing anything? God, I'm so upset.
Yes. With myself. The second I've said it, I'm like, shut up. I say it to myself. It's.
Did you like Rodney Dangerfield?
Yes.
I knew it. There it is, right there. There it is, right there. Yes.
Oh, hey.
You've been practicing for years.
Oh, she, this is my daughter. She just came out. Oh, put her back in.
That's
Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what hamburger's all about.
Oh.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did you ever watch West Wing, DeMarco?
That's the president show, right?
The one they were talking about in the open there from Morales?
No, I know. One or two.
See, that's one of those shows that Morales is really trying to get me to watch, but I just can't turn it on. I
hear
don't
it's
know
fantastic,
why.
It's though.
Supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, it is. A lot of people I knew were into it. That's the problem. I got into it too late. And they were already talking about it, and I felt like the outsider, so I just waited, and then the show ended.
So you know what it's all about? Like, I don't even know what it's about. So I mean, if I went in and watched it, I would be completely shocked by everything.
I mean, it's about the president and the
politics
and stuff. Yeah, I miss that. I miss Miami Vice. I miss Game of Thrones.
You miss Game of Thrones?
Because I got into it too late. Yeah.
Just start it now. You'll be fine. But then stop.
Yeah.
Stop after the fifth season, watch maybe like two episodes in
the
sixth
the
season,
I'm trying to avoid.
And then stop watching anything else.
I don't
else.
Want to know anything. Just let me watch the show. See what I mean? Just let me watch.
What's going on, Laura? Do you have a good weekend?
Oh, man. I had a really busy, great weekend, even though I wanted a chill weekend. But you know what? I can't complain. I did a lot.
You went to a Latino and Latinos in radio
yes.
thing? What was that about?
So there is a PR called Sour Apple PR. They put together a panel of people who are, you know, doing their thing here in LA. So not, you know, we shout out other stations. So there was Lechero from 96.3. There was Gabby Diaz, my girl from Kiss FM. Cece La Mamacita or Cece Valencia from K-Day. So there was a lot of people. Chuy Martinez was there.
Oh, nice.
And it was pretty much a Q&A for people to kind of understand the struggles that you have as a Latino in media and Latino in radio. So I loved it. I mean, there's people that I knew from back in the day when I started radio, people that I've met, new faces. And I always, always stress this. We don't have enough representation in media. So seeing a group of people who are very successful in what they're doing in radio, male and female, oh, man, I was like, let's go.
So what was your favorite moment?
I had a few. So one of them was talking to Lechero, who works with Jeff G. And Jeff is the person that gave me an opportunity in radio. So when I was at Power 106. So I was like, yo, just tell him I said what's up. You know, because I haven't seen him. Busy, life happens. So that was probably one. And then the other, just kind of reconnecting, because I got away from networking and just seeing people in the business. Because I'm like, the last thing I want to do is go talk about work. You know what I mean? Like
on a weekend?
Yeah, on a weekend. Like, yo, let's just... But understanding that there is community within the media and in the radio circle, and because we don't have a lot of representation, being able to just like reconnect with people and meet new people, that was probably dope for me.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. What about you, Brian? What'd you get into?
You know, went out on a couple dates over this weekend.
You went on a couple dates?
Yeah, went on a little.
Oh, no, with Allison.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, whoa,
be clear
whoa,
that you went on with Allison.
Right, right. We didn't do the old, you know, we didn't go out on Valentine's Day.
She's listening,
Day.
You know.
Right, right. So we didn't go out on Valentine's, so we saved it for the weekend. So we went to a nice little lunch Saturday, saw a movie too kind of thing. And then
what'd
yesterday.
What'd you see?
Or that was the other day, Bob Marley.
Oh, how'd you? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay,
he said
Bob.
It was just
yeah,
okay.
You liked Bob. Yeah.
It was.
You said it was okay or you liked it?
I thought it was okay. I mean, I'm a huge diehard Bob Marley fan, and like I've seen all the other documentaries and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think I was expecting a little more.
It's going to be hard for you to enjoy because
right.
you love Bob
yes,
so much.
Yes. Okay, I mean,
gotcha.
Although the music in that, nice. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was great.
Okay.
So amazing. It's worth seeing.
So lunch, movie.
Yesterday, actually, we went to a brand new Italian place in Long Beach and fresh pizza, homemade pasta.
Ooh.
Oh, love
talk
those
about
places.
Just, yes. It was, I think it's brand new. It's like you have to have a reservation to get in kind of a deal. So
really?
It was super nice.
For pizza, you got to have a reservation.
Pizza and pasta. That's all they had.
When it's handmade pasta, when it's handmade pasta, you usually have to get a reservation.
Where did
those
you
types
go?
Of places.
I think, I don't, I'm going to get the name wrong, but it was like La Antica or something like that. Yeah, some.
Are you
I
wearing
think
a suit?
He's in Long Beach. I know nothing about
it. I dressed a little nice.
Oh, you have
mean?
To dress up to go in. Okay.
It was a nicer place, yes.
Okay. I'm used to you only in this.
Right, yeah. Right.
So. We need pictures, bro. It didn't happen.
I need to see you dressed up.
Oh, but you know what they say about the pasta high? That's real. I was so happy last night after I had that food. I was
pasta
like,
high?
Man.
Yeah.
It's like a runner's
like,
high.
You get high on pasta?
Yeah, there's some new studies that say like
carbs, bro.
Eating pasta like mentally mm-hmm. makes you like happier kind
mental.
Of a deal.
Mental note. We're going to have pasta.
That works. You're not eating that yet. You're not anymore. You're
I
not
can
eating,
eat pasta.
You can eat pasta.
I can
okay.
eat pasta. Just veggie pasta and whatnot. But yeah.
Okay. So it has to be a certain type.
I haven't had pizza in a suit ever.
Oh, so
why
pizza,
would you? Yeah,
in a suit
well,
I was like
had
the fancy
pizza,
pizza
suit
too,
ever.
You know,
you?
Like a
no.
yes.
margarita pizza or whatever, like the fancy kind. You know, there's no like cheese.
Wait.
There's no pepperoni pizza.
That's
on
not
the menu.
Pizza. Then.
Oh no, trust me, it was delicious.
Brian, are you saying that margarita pizza is fancy pizza?
No, it's fancier than like a cheese or a pepperoni.
I love this guy. That's my man right there. Yes,
that's amazing.
You ain't getting margarita pizza at like Domino's.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you can.
Go to California Pizza Kitchen. They have a delicious margarita pizza.
That's not tuxedo. You know?
Not in the suit. Come on.
All right, DeMarco, you. This is one I was saving it. I want to know because you went to Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. Oh gosh, my calves. Oh my calves, my feet.
How are you sore what? From a Dave and Buster's? That
okay.
doesn't make sense
it was
to me.
My niece, all 8-year old birthday party. So there, and she brought her classmates. So there's 20 girls in there, and they're in the second grade. And have you had a party at Dave and Buster's?
I was just at one 2 weeks ago.
Did you have the private room?
No.
Okay,
baller.
So this is my family, right? Okay. So God love them, but I've done it there too. So that just means you bring people into a room, you feed them, and then you turn them loose into the game room. And then they say parents have to follow their kids because they're not going to. So I had a group. Every parent had like 4 kids. So I'm chasing these little 8-year-old girls around, and there's no chairs in there.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going all over the place.
Everywhere with these unlimited wristbands. I was so mad at my brother. Like, you couldn't give them cards to where it would run out so we can at least take a break? Unlimited.
Unlimited? Unlimited. Oh, that's wild.
So the party was at 2:30. They ate. They hit the game room by 3 o'clock, and we had the room until like 6. And we only sat down once. One time.
Oh, you must have been crazy sore today.
Going crazy all over the joint. And there's nowhere to sit or lean.
And there's nothing else to do besides, because Dave & Buster's is Vegas for children.
Yes.
And it's just all these lights and sounds and everything's going off and it's absolutely crazy. So
yeah. So instead of
it's
money,
overload.
They fight for the tickets. So that when you get tickets, you get to buy stuff in the gift rooms.
Right.
And when they discovered that, they want to play every game that gets tickets. So we have to go all the way back across the room and then all the way back up to the front to see how much you have. Then all the way back across the room. It was insane. It really was. It's not fair for parents.
Did you play at all? You didn't even get to play.
No, I mean, I'm in dad mode. I'm hyper vigilant. I'm checking out everybody that walks by. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do. At 8 years old, sure, I get it. Like Riley is 12 years old, so at 12, I can just kind of let her do her thing, and if I want to play games, I'll go play games. I'm really good at Connect Four, like basketball.
Oh yeah,
that one I was a big fan.
I did try to steer them to the games that I like. Right. Yeah, just try, and I think I got one. I got the Fruit Ninja.
Oh, yeah. I've never been good at that game.
But I got one, so I got to play a little bit, and then they broke out and went to their game.
They're
so,
like, I'm done. Yeah. We're going over
the
here.
The Hungry Hungry Hippo thing.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one, the full-size?
Yeah, the gigantic one. You sit down, and you actually, like, pull it back and forth and try and grab it.
I thought this was my op to sit down, and they got it was like musical chairs. They got to it before I – so I'm standing there for that one, too. But, oh, my God, all day. I was so tired. I went to sleep at 8 o'clock. I was so tired.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock at night. Party was over at 6. I was asleep by 8.
Oh, good for you.
Oh. Good.
Yeah, good for you. Got to go to sleep.
Feet were hurting. It was, oh my God, it was terrible. Like but fun, though.
Yeah, fun. Sounds great. But the 8 o'clock, that was about when the All-Star game ended.
Yeah.
So you got to watch all of the All-Star game and how wonderful it was with 200 points, 211 to what was it, 189?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Greg, you were right. It's terrible.
Whoa!
Greg, you were right.
Give it to me again. Oh, I love that. I have a drop of Ireland saying that. I love all of those.
It's so embarrassing.
I never get it.
It's so embarrassing. As, like, professional athletes, how in the world can you call that an effort? That is so bad.
There's no fix to it either. Like, you can't change it unless you go back in time to what it was in 2020 or when, like, Kobe or Michael or those guys are playing.
You have to change people. But I have an idea to make them play harder.
Okay.
What would you think naming it after Kobe? The Mamba Classic.
After Kobe.
The Mamba Classic. Because Mamba mentality. I mean, the football team uses Mamba mentality. They have Mamba period in football. That means all out, cutthroat, we got to win. It's those moments. If you name it after Kobe, there's no way you can put forth that sort of effort.
You know what?
If it's named after him.
Let me think about that. We'll talk about that next.
Okay.
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. It's also a Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday on 710. We are reacting all day long to last night's NBA All-Star Game and the spring training baseball this week. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Mm. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. You asked me about if
Love
we
Michelob.
Renamed the NBA All-Star Game to the Mamba Classic.
Well, look, I was a fan of the All-Star Game. I like the fact that it's... It's what Kobe said. It's supposed to be the best pickup game in the world.
It's supposed to be.
You get the best basketball players on the planet on one floor. You're supposed to see stuff that wows you. This was embarrassing. They have embarrassed themselves. That was ridiculous.
I totally agree with you. If I was Adam Silver today, I would be embarrassed about what was on the court last night.
Why? You let it happen.
That's just what it is now. It's because they don't want people to get injured. And that's they're so afraid of injury that no one wants to play hard. And I understand that because if it was, like, let's say, I don't want to put anybody out there. Let's say that Anthony Davis somehow, I don't want to, like, knock on wood, Anthony Davis got hurt, I'd be devastated. They'd ruin the entire season because he got hurt in an All-Star game.
Well,
I get that. But I still like what it was before, where it was in 2020 when it was right after Kobe died. AK was talking about it on the last show. Right after Kobe died, they had the Elam ending. They were playing defense. They were playing hard, but they would still kind of let you. If you got
they
by
were competing.
Them, they weren't stopping. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's what any of these guys are going to do anymore, matter what.
It used to be All-Star speed, Pro Bowl speed, what have you, was three-quarter speed, maybe half speed. Half speed and you work yourself up to three-quarter speed. You don't go full speed.
Sure.
There's some stuff you don't do. Save it for the regular season. Save it for the postseason. I get it. This was ridiculous.
No,
this was stupid. Like, what are we doing here?
It's just literally guys standing there and opening up lanes and letting you say, go ahead
and
do something.
And heaving half-court shot after half-court shot.
Yeah, that was Luka.
Who are you entertaining with this? Yourselves?
No, I don't know one person. I don't know. Laura, did you enjoy it? Brian, did you enjoy it? Because I did not see one person that said,
some of the
that
shots
was
that
a
fell.
Great game.
But some of the shots that fell were like, wow, that's deep. That's sure. Interesting. But no, I mean, I want to see a basketball game, at least some semblance of.
Dame hit two half-court shots. Like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But for the most part, how much of the game did you watch?
I tried, man. I did. Because that was my take. And I couldn't hang in there. This is stupid.
Yeah. No, it was awful. So I missed the – I'm going to be completely honest. I watched a lot of highlights on YouTube, like we talked about last week.
Yeah.
I watched the UCLA game first, and they blew their chances at the NCAA tournament. Mm. And I watched the end of the first half and saw, oh, my God, they put up 100 points in the first half. And I saw a few things, and I was like, nope, I'm out. And I went back and started doing something else.
Yeah.
And I watched the end of the fourth quarter. It was just awful. There was nothing good that was happening while I was watching it. And you see the scores, and you know what's going on. I don't understand a lot of it, too, because Karl-Anthony Towns had 50 points. He's not MVP. Who cares who the MVP is? You don't have to be on the winning team, right,
that's
Brian?
Crazy, like, yeah.
You don't have to be on the winning team in an exhibition game. The point of it is to score.
I flipped through a couple times. I probably watched maybe like 5-10 minutes total of the whole thing, but I did see that at one point he had 50 points, and then I saw the post, oh, Damian Lillard, MVP, 39. I was like, huh.
How does that make sense? Right. I know. Like, it's all goofball.
Dame was like 10 of 24 from three-point range, so I don't know. Maybe there were some other things that he did that was special.
Half-court. But, you know, one thing that I noticed this year, too, but, like, even the highlights I saw on social media weren't that, like,
great.
Yeah, no. They weren't special. That. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Just get rid of it if this is what you're going to do.
Well, like,
it's pointless. It's a waste of time.
They're not getting rid of it.
No.
Then, too much money.
If
it's going to be like that, then you should. And I don't know what the ratings are. That's what you're waiting for. Did people actually tune in? How did it do? If it's terrible, good. Get rid of it.
I mean, I just don't understand. There's people that go there and spend good, hard-earned money to go watch that.
I'm sure the people that were there had a great time.
But
because,
really?
Yeah, you're amongst all the stars. You get to see the banter. You're there to take pictures.
It's an experience for them.
Yeah.
It's an experience to sit in the top deck of an arena in Indiana and not see a game, see guys just dunking and taking shots from all over the place.
I've heard the All-Star, have you been to an All-Star week?
No.
Okay, it's fun.
I've been
fun.
To the Pro Bowl in Hawaii.
Okay, but it's like the Super Bowl. It's fun. There's a lot of stuff to do. You're going to see a lot of people. You're going to take a lot of pictures. That whole week is fun. It's worth going. But if you're somebody that's at home that just wants to turn it on and watch competitive basketball, or at least a little competitive, you're going to be disappointed,
but
especially with that effort last night.
Okay, but my thing is, we already know that this isn't a new thing of us saying that it's trash. Like, what's the
But they
point?
Just scored 200. This is the worst ever.
I know, but what I'm saying is, our expectations, I feel like, need to be lowered. You know,
if
they're just going to continue to do it because it is money, it's just like, well, this is the product we're going to get. And I think I watched 5 minutes total of the game.
Just going in and out.
Yeah, going in and out and really following it on my phone. See, most of the time.
Who's the union rep? Is it Udonis?
I
don't know who it is.
I believe so.
Forget Adam Silver. It should come from the Players Association. Look, guys,
CJ McCollum is the executive.
CJ McCollum.
Yeah,
then we have to do
Grant
a little
Williams,
bit better.
Here's a barn.
A little bit better than what we're doing, because this is embarrassing.
Also,
it's Andre Iguodala. Sorry.
Oh, Egg.
Yeah,
okay.
Then him
should step up. Okay. We got to do a little bit better.
Another thing, if we're going to continue, because I do believe it is going to continue, just find 4 good cities that you can rotate. Because like that, it's like, then people want to come to LA. People want to come to Miami. People want to come to certain places. And it's like, why Indy? Ain't nobody
wow.
I mean, that's where basketball started and all that. The whole
I
thing.
I get that, but like.
I know. I'm with you. It should only. That's all of these All-Star games. I hate All-Star games just in general. All of them. I don't care what sport it is. They're all terrible. But if there's. I'm trying to think about what you said when it came, like, if you called it the Mamba Classic.
I don't think you can put that effort, that sort of effort, if you have Kobe's logo in the middle of the floor.
See, I think that there's going to be guys that would try hard, but it's just the point of the game now is to just put up points and put on a show, to say the least. I don't know if putting Mamba Classic name in there is going to actually change anything for anybody.
Well, I'm not saying double teams and you run through screens and whatnot, but at least you take somebody one-on-one and you compete with the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's ways you can play and keep safe at the same time.
Look at the world that we're in the NBA. It's all about load management. I mean, I know it's kind of changing now. They're trying to do things to stop that. But it's about load management. It's about saving your body for the end of the year. It's about saving your body for the playoff runs and all those kind of things.
I totally agree with it.
So why would those people want to put out that extra effort in an All-Star game that doesn't matter?
Because that was embarrassing.
Speaking of Kobe, I watched highlights over the weekend of Kobe at different All-Star games. And he was guarding everybody, blocking shots. He blocked LeBron a couple of times. And you could see on LeBron's face, like, come on, Kobe, what are you doing right now? It's an All-Star game. Just stop. Stop.
See,
I think that's what how they're going to feel now.
But that's what I'm there for. That's what I'm there for. I want to see Kobe go at somebody. And let me see what you do. Do you acquiesce? Do you back off? Do you get mad or you come back at him? There's a way to play without going completely nuts and hurting people. Just compete. Go out there and compete. Not just go out there and stand around and smile and heave up, you know, half-court shot after half-court shot.
I mean, to have that mentality, to have the Mamba mentality, I don't think a lot of people in the NBA have that anymore. And even if they do, like Jason Tatum loves him, right?
Yeah.
Loves Mamba. But I don't think even in that game he's going to do those kind of things.
All right, well, then get rid of it then. And look, I'm not talking on both sides of my mouth. I mean, look, the Pro Bowl, it went berserk as well. These guys stopped playing. And I get it. And there's more chance of injury in football in any game, in any capacity, sure, than basketball. So I get that. But look, have some respect about being honored. You're the game's best. You're trying to, if the Martians came down and you said, what is basketball? You're supposed to show them those guys. Now, if a Martian saw that, basketball is boring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You at least have to compete some. Show them what the game is about. Not just, you know, the Globetrotters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes, 100%. You're absolutely right. But like in the NFL, for example, they decided to do something about it. They decided to make it. They changed it to. Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch it this year, but did you watch the flag football?
Well, Puka
was
there.
That better? Yeah. Was it better? Was it more exciting? Did you enjoy it?
It's more fun. It's more competitive. Guys were having a blast. They were out there at least competing.
Competing
like three quarter speed, having fun. You don't want somebody to beat you. You don't want to get beaten in the Pro Bowl. Or you don't want to get beaten in the All-Star game. But it seems like they just don't care. You know, where's the downside to getting beat? I'll just let you score. Come on, man. Really? Then why be elected to the All-Star game?
No, man. You went to what? One?
One.
You went to, yeah, you're so mad about one. This in the break.
I am mad.
No, it's, you were supposed to be in three. You've been to one.
Yeah.
But like most of the guys that were there, how hard were they all playing? I think there's only a few guys that were playing hard.
I went on.
Was it Sean Taylor that was?
So there's money involved. So this is the NFL. So it's different when there's money on the line. But when I got to it, the rule was for the first three quarters, you take it easy. And then we'll play hard in the fourth because the winner gets the bigger share. Right. We start playing. It's a real football game in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? But for quarters one through three, we'll take care of each other. But there is money on the line, and you want to win the game. So that's how we took care of it.
I mean, because that's how it works, I guess, for the IST is about money, which we just found out about, right? The in-season tournament.
Yeah,
for
the IST.
You hate
Incredible.
It so much.
I just, come on.
It's so much easier to say IST than the in-season tournament.
Sus. Well, like,
that's what people call it. I don't know. It got in my head.
Riz.
What is Riz?
Riz is charisma.
Charisma. Yeah. What did she say
Riz
once?
God.
Pass me the nade. What is nade? The lemonade. Just say lemonade.
Okay. See,
good Lord.
I'm not okay with that one.
Thank you.
It's lemonade. If you say nade, I'm thinking grenade.
In-season tournament. How much breath am I saving by saying IST?
It's just faster and easier. I don't know. Do you say IST?
Time it.
No.
And you say in-season tournament?
Time it, yeah.
God, it's just in-season tournament.
So you're the one that's trying
Ireland
to keep it alive.
Says it?
I think most people say IST. You're just
the
an
only
old man
one I heard say it.
Get off my lawn.
Oh, but either way, fine. We'll get a little into more about the All-Star game coming up in a little bit. But we have the Wheel of Questions coming up next. That's next, 710 ESPN. All right, it's a pretty good one. If you got kidnapped today, the third person on your call history would be responsible for rescuing you. So go look at your phone. Everybody look at their phone.
If I got kidnapped.
If you got kidnapped, yep. I know that's ridiculous because you would fight
person,
your way out.
No, stop it. The third person
that was on your call list.
Like call in or people
either,
I call?
No, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The call list. The third person down.
I got a bunch of spam calls on here.
Oh, yeah, you died.
That person is responsible for it. So who's the third? Which one is it?
It's potential spam from 404.
You're dead, man.
You're dead, bro.
DeMarco Farr is not coming back.
Somebody call me.
Hey, let's call the Rams. We need to find a new sideline reporter. Because DeMarco Farr is now dead.
OMG.
Oh, wow.
All right, Laura, who's the third person?
My friend, Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, I would definitely be good.
Would he come and find you?
Yeah.
He'd do whatever he needs. He would find the money. He would get it all.
I don't know know what Aaron needs, but I think you'll try.
Set of skills.
It's better than Liam the spam Neeson, caller for sure. I got better chances than DeMarco.
All right, wow. Brian, who's picking you up?
My 19-year-old nephew. So I'll see. Ooh. I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know if he'll answer the phone.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, you know, they're busy all the time.
They don't answer calls.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. People don't answer phone calls anymore. Yeah,
that's rare that I have them on a call history here. So,
mine is interesting. It's actually funny, and it's 100% true. No, it's not Sky Zone. That'd be funny, though. They're not coming to find me, by the way, after yesterday. It's Chris Morales.
Oh,
damn. That's a good one.
I don't know. Like, yes, I think that he would absolutely come find me. I think that he is someone that would do whatever it takes to get me, but
he would
launch
the rescue mission.
I think there's a part of him that would see the number, not know what it was, and be like, I ain't picking that up.
No, he would. He would know. Yeah. You've seen Bad Boys 2, right? Is that where they go to the
Bad Boys?
When they go to the other country to find the guys?
Yes.
Yeah, that he'd do that for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I think if one person, that's of the top three people on my list, I think all of them would actually. That's pretty nice.
You think Steve Mason would come get you?
No.
No.
he would send somebody else. He'd call Jorge and give him
$200. He would pay someone to go look for you, but he would not.
He would do whatever it takes to get somebody else to do it.
Without actually moving.
He'd call John Ireland and say, hey, you love to do this kind of stuff, so you
John
can go do this.
He made a phone call.
No, John, see, that's a misnomer. John is the type of person that will do anything for somebody if you ask him. Like, if you're in jail in Mexico, right?
He'll come get me.
And you call John Ireland, he will be on the first, he'll drive down, he'll fly down, he would whatever he has to take, he will go down there, he will pay for it, he will get you out, and he will not ask one question.
A real shirt off the back type
guy.
Yes,
100%. Okay. That's the type of guy that John is. It's true.
Let me make sure I call John. Giant Ireland more, just in case. Wow, that's crazy.
All right, so that was your Wheel of Questions. And don't forget, it's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays today. They're back on Mason Ireland. Listen all week to the show from 1 to 4 p.m. Be sure to take notes. And on Fridays, you take the pop quiz, and you could be sitting in the fifth row at a Lakers game versus Oklahoma City on Monday, March 4th. That's a really good game. Get to see Shea. BB Go, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. All right, so I wanted to ask you also, did you watch any of the festivities on Saturday, and like dunk contest, three-point contest?
Yeah, I was interested because of Paolo Banchero. So, yeah, this is his first coming out whole deal. So, yes, I watched a little bit. And the dunk contest, yeah.
What did you think of the dunk contest? Because I'll give you my stuff afterwards.
Everything that they did I've already seen before, so it's like, okay. Did you ever? What was that show they used to have with the rapper? Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride. Oh, Exhibit.
After like the first year and a half of it, okay.
You know, like it's the same car. Yeah, did it like a whole bunch.
You put
times.
A fish tank in the back in this car. I get it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So after a while, the dunk contest kind
of
got boring.
See, the dunk contest to me is as much of a joke as the actual game itself, the All-Star game. We're doing things, and the scoring system is all out of control. I actually watched I watched both of these.
Yeah, it's subjective, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's completely subjective. Jaylen Brown did a few dunks that were just in-game dunks. He jumped over a dude that's like 5'5", that was sitting down in a chair.
The influencer.
Yeah,
Kai
Sinat?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, you
another
know
guy.
You know all the influencers.
Oh, my God. Never mind. Go ahead.
Another one?
These little influencers drive me nuts. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no. So it's crazy, these people. But he was sitting. He's short already, sitting in a chair. Jason Tatum throws a ball up. It took two times to get it done, and he got a higher score than Jaime Jaquez jumping over Shaq.
I know.
What are we doing
here? I have
here?
No idea. I don't know. Like I said, I think at some point everything runs its course. Maybe this whole All-Star dunk contest, maybe it's just run its course.
I totally agree with it. Yeah. I don't think there's a fix for it either. The only fix that there is having like the stars actually in it. Jaylen Brown was in it, but he wasn't very good. So with that, Stephen A. Smith said this, and if you... it's not here. Laura, can you read it for me? I have it right in front of me. Excuse me. Stephen A. said LeBron James is directly responsible for ruining the slam dunk contest. LeBron James refusing to participate was the beginning and the spark plug of its demise. Period. There is no one who can dispute that. I can't dispute that either.
No, I agree. When did LeBron decide not to do it the first time?
So he was been in the league since, what, 2003?
Because I think I was sitting right next to Stephen A. Smith when he first said it back on the Fox lot. When LeBron decided not to do it, Stephen A. got really upset, and I couldn't figure out why, because he turned out to be right. You want to see your stars compete. The only thing I would tune in to see if it's a dunk contest is if it's LeBron, if it's some superstar going at it. That would make me tune in and be invested. It's a bunch of guys I don't really care about. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the dunks I've seen before, so it gets boring after the first 5 minutes.
That's always been my thing. Mac McClung had some cool dunks. He actually did. He had one dunk where he like caught the ball, let it go, caught it again, and dunked. That was very, very cool. But for the most part, like, it's guys, I don't care about Mac McClung. I'm never going to really see Mac McClung in a game. Jacob Toppin was another guy. Like, he had a couple cool dunks, but never going to see. These are G Leaguers.
I know.
I don't want to see them. Jaime Jaquez, I watch because Jaime Jaquez was a Bruin. Or always a Bruin.
Yeah.
So, he's playing very well in the NBA for the Heat, and I wanted to see him do what he did. And he thought he had a couple pretty good dunks. But they're still not the stars.
No.
I want to see the stars.
Don't you wonder why LeBron decided not to do it?
I think he just didn't want to get hurt, or he didn't want to lose.
The dunk contest, he said it wasn't something he wanted to achieve in his career. It wasn't part of what he wanted to achieve.
Okay, so do you think he's afraid to lose?
Because
I remember back in the day when I was coming up, they had Dominique and Michael Jordan going at it,
sure.
And they wanted to one up the next guy. I wonder if LeBron is afraid to lose a dunk contest.
See, I mean, it could be something.
Like,
but
he's not that creative in the air. I don't know.
But think about it. LeBron James is the type of guy that wants to achieve everything. And for him to say, I don't want to achieve a dunk contest, I mean, that seems like something that if you want to be the best in the sport, you want to be the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
You want every trophy available.
You want everything possible. You are the leading scorer of all time. You're in the top 10 in assists.
I think I can give him a break for the dunk contest, though. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, but if you look back in the annals of time, Kobe has one, Jordan has one, Neek has one. The stars all had them. And he was is an athletic freak still to this day.
Well, Shaq doesn't have one. You know, I mean, Barkley doesn't have one. I mean, you can still be great without it, and I don't think it matters. But for the contest itself, it needed you. And without you, it's going to die. It's going to wind up like this.
Sure, but I'm going to push back on the Shaq and Barkley thing. They're not doing high-flying, crazy dunks. They are, like, intense dunkers.
Well, okay,
Shaq is going to pull down backboards.
Jordan had Kiss the Rim, Rock the Baby. There were a few dunks.
From the free throw line.
Name me one signature LeBron dunk that's not the same power dunk over a bunch of people.
But he has the athletic ability to do those things, especially when he was first coming up. So in those first couple of years in the league, when he was a rookie to maybe the first 5-6 years, he could have done something that he could have been.
Maybe, but I've never seen a flashy dunk in a game from LeBron. Have you? I've seen power dunks like, oh my God, like God.
Are you trying to tell me that he can't do some three-sixty windmill dunks?
Have
like,
you
between
ever
his
seen
legs?
Him do it?
No, he doesn't do those in games, but he could.
That's what I've never seen it. I've never seen him do a, out of this world, crazy dunk. I've seen him dunk over people, which is just as exciting, but I've never seen him like be Vince Carter in the air where you do a reverse 360.
No, Vince, another one. Yeah.
Great. Where you see a reverse 360. I've never seen that out of LeBron. Has anybody seen that out of LeBron?
No.
Apparently, I don't remember who was with. I saw someone talking. There was a LeBron and somebody, I don't know how many years ago, he was having a dunk contest against somebody, Jamario Moon, before
in the layup line.
In the layup line. They were doing this
I've
crazy
heard about
dunks.
It, but I haven't seen it.
There's no real video of it, but there's a lot of people that talk about it that was better than some of the dunk contests. So he can. He has the ability to do it. It's just he decided that this wasn't something that he was going to go out for. And because of that, I think other people decided that they don't want to do it either.
Have you ever seen him dunk left-handed?
LeBron. I mean, I'd have to really go back and think about it.
We all have a Rolodex of LeBron highlights, and we have a Rolodex of LeBron dunks. Don't they all look the same?
I mean, it's basically, but they're in-game dunks, and that's why I was so upsetting with Jaylen Brown, because he was doing one with a left-handed dunk with the Michael Jackson glove, and that was like, oh, wow, he did it with his left hand because people say that he can't go left-handed. I
actually
don't care
respect
about
him
that.
For not doing it. Like, I don't have, like, if LeBron said, I don't have a lot of flashy creative dunks because it doesn't matter. 2 points is 2 points. I would respect that. You don't waste time doing that. You know what I mean? He works on his game, not dunking.
Sure, but at the time that he was coming up, with chosen one on his back, all these things that he's doing, and what the king and putting the crown on, all that, he absolutely could have if he wanted to. He didn't want to, so I'll give you that, but if he wanted to have a creative dunk, he would have been fine.
Maybe.
He would have been perfect.
Maybe. I mean, I would love to see it. I would love to see him compete. Maybe he just doesn't want to do it. That's not his thing.
So do you or do not agree with Stephen A. Smith?
I totally agree.
That it's his fault.
Because it used to be the biggest star was in the dunk contest.
I think that's what is happening. That is the problem.
Didn't Kobe do it? Kobe
yeah,
did.
Of course he
yeah,
did.
Kobe
yeah,
Kobe did it. Every superstar that is
a
non-center.
Yeah, a non-center that really, I mean, Neek.
Except Dwight Howard.
Yeah, Dwight Howard, yeah.
Which was ridiculous. Come on, really? Yeah, Ralph Sampson was in a dunk contest at 7'6". Come on, man.
Right.
How impressive is this? Like, you're 7'6".
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, do you want to see Wemby? I'd love to see Wemby.
No,
I mean,
why? A 2-inch vertical? Right.
He just stands there. I'm just going to stand and just go like, no. Right.
That's not fun.
I'm like the last person that honestly takes LeBron's side, right? Especially here in the station.
Sure. But you own it, so it's fine.
I do. But my thing is, if I don't want to do something and I genuinely have whatever stands behind what I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it. So I respect him for that. And the thing is, what I didn't like is like, because I was reading the quote, it says that's something that he didn't want to accomplish in his career because he was more about, you know, his own individual things and a team individual. And I'm like, well, that is an individual thing.
It is, yeah.
I don't understand where that's coming from, right? But I do love the fact that he stood his ground. He's like, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it.
To my experience, sometimes the best dunker on the team might be the worst player.
Well, that's why Mac McClung is in the G League and in the dunk contest.
All that guy can do is just bash on you. That's all he can do. But as far as handles or anything else, nah. You know, I mean, I don't think not having a dunk contest championship to your name is going to keep him off the Mount Rushmore of basketball players.
No, it's not changing anything. Please never go to Mount Rushmore again. But it's not going to change anything for his career, for his life. I hate Mount Rushmore.
Why do you hate Mount Rushmore?
You and Michael Thompson.
Why do you hate Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore? Because it's just like so lazy. You can do Mount Rushmore of this. Mount Rushmore. I've always just.
Greg, everybody on the chat is like, what doesn't Greg hate?
Look, Sky Zone.
I have opinions, Laura, okay?
Don't come at me, man.
No, I like Sky Zone. I like Sky Zone. I like Dave & Buster's.
Don't come at me, bro. I'm reading the YouTube chat.
First of all, the YouTube chat absolutely despises me. I've already gone through with them.
Don't worry.
They despise you.
Yeah,
People hate me, too. It's okay.
Come on.
I'm a corporate shill. That's why. Which
is that where the corporate Greg name came from?
Well, no, it happened a long time ago. It's when I got promoted up to assistant program director from the producer of Mason Ireland. And then so Mason said, oh, you're getting moved up. You're corporate now. You're corporate Greg.
Corporate Greg, it's stuck. Okay.
Yeah. And Morales decided to say, that is now your name forever.
That is a perfect name. Yeah. I like it.
I'm fine with it.
Bergie.
What did they say?
Bergie.
Bergie.
Not burger.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
That's
exactly
what I say.
There you go. You want to be loved or hated. You don't want to be in the middle. So go ahead and hate away, YouTube chat. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, 2 o'clock all the day. So give us a call, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776, Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.